reading from the Parasha of Vayikra, and section 10. The Virgin of Israel is fallen, she shall no more rise. Betula deit barka, min sheva deikre bat sheva, viuk muha vikama, atar uftula letata, yarta zayan barachot begina, vihakiti viata ben adam. Sakina al betulat Yisrael vaday ala itmar al kineset Yisrael vadakasha ya mikola diktiv nafla lo tosif kum betulat Yisrael vahaydeka Amre kulhu avraya b'mila da shapir hu aval I parshatar itmar biorach nachama avenan amre haki avel b'hai kina itmar v'hakira okach haki. Jack, could you mute your microphone, please? Rabbi Acha. Thank you. Rabbi Acha was walking with Rabbi Yehuda on the way. As they were walking, Rabbi Yehuda said, "We have learned that the Virgin of Israel means a virgin blessed by the seven Sefirot. Chesed Gevurah Tiferet Netzach Chod Yesod and Malchut of Zeranpin, as she is called Bat Sheva, daughter of seven, namely the Malchut. We have explained it in many places. The virgin below inherits seven blessings for herself. Yet the word Son of Man take up a lamentation for the Virgin of Israel assuredly relate to the congregation of Israel, which is Malchut. Hence it is more difficult to understand than anything else. For it is written, the Virgin of Israel is fallen, she shall no more rise. The interpretation of the friends, namely the Virgin of Israel is fallen, she shall no more fall again but rise, is correct. But we would have said so if the passage were said by way of consolation. But in this passage, a lamentation was uttered. The verse proves so literally that it is a lamentation. The verse is a prophecy in Amos, and it's the Zohar is explaining what the Talmud says, that it's not complete as it says, but for whatever reason the words were left out. Because the direct translation is, the Virgin of Israel is fallen, she shall no more rise. And the Zohar and the Talmud are explaining that it really means that the Virgin of Israel will not fall again. Let me read this. The Virgin of Israel is fallen, she shall no more fall again, but rise. which totally changes the meaning of the words. Now, how they arrive at that, it's not clear. And this discussion that a virgin is someone who has the seven lower sephirot is an interesting aspect that I'd like to explore in my own meditations. Verse 76. Al vadai haki hu viha havakashya liha hu mila yatir mikola viatenan lagabe de rabbi shimon viha shokan dianpin amar li mechezu dianpach ishtamoda Madivlikbach Amena Levadai Dianbi Vilibi Shavin Amar Liema Limilach Amena Lekativ Nafla Lotosif Kumbetulat Yisrael mandi it le rugza, bidvit hu benavka, mineila tachadar, lealmin ihaki, vavlivnin di it teraku, ima amar li vilasage, lachma di amru, Kulhu Havraya Amena Hashemana Milaihu Dehava Merachame Vila Mit Yashvan Velibai. He said to him, assuredly it is so, a lamentation. And this was the most difficult for me to understand. And I came to Rabbi Shimon with a darkened face. He said to me, look, from the look on your face, what is in your heart is seen. I said to him, indeed, my mouth and heart speak the same. He said to me, speak up. I said to him, it is written, the virgin of Israel is fallen, she shall no more rise. So of a man who is angry with his wife and she goes away, she will never go back to him. If so, woe to the children who are exiled with her. He said to me, is that what the friend said about this not sufficient to you? I said, I have heard what they say, and it is graceful, but my mind is not yet clear about it. Essentially saying something similar to what I was implying, saying, I hear it, it makes sense, but I don't understand it yet. Verse 77. Amar kol ma diamru havraya kola shapir viyaut aval vav yadara kadrayan La mishtachin viana Satan viazlin vila yadin Leyan atar azle la limina Vila lismala vedai ha kira Vaya leminda vikulu Galyan liinun dechaman biarcha He said to me, everything the friends have said is good, but woe to the generation where there are no shepherds, and the flock wanders and goes without knowing whither, neither right nor left. Assuredly, this verse needs to be familiar, and everything is revealed to those who look through the way of the Torah in a true way. The verse is very poetic, basically saying you need to know the rules of how to study Torah in order to understand this at its deepest level. Verse 78. Tahatzi bekulhu galvavta degalu Israel lekulhu shave zimnag vekatsa ukulhu havo Yisrael Taivim Lekucha Barichu Uftulat Yisrael Havat Havat Luyat Raha Behahu Zimna Degazar Allah Behashta Begaluta Da Bat Raha Lav Haki Deha Hila Titu Aki kizimnin acharanin v'haikara okach diktiv. Nafla lo tosif kum betulat Yisrael nafla. V'lo osif lecha kima laketiv. Come and see, for all the exiles of Israel, he set a time and limit to them all. In them all they turned to the Holy One, blessed be He, and the Virgin of Israel, Malchut, returned to her place in the time decreed. On the last exile it is not so, for she will not return as in the times of the other exiles. This verse teaches this, as for it is written, the Virgin of Israel is fallen, she shall no more rise. And not written, is fallen, I shall no more raise her. Okay, the verse is written, she shall no more rise. If it had truly meant what those words imply, Rabbi Shimon is saying that the words would have been written, the Virgin of Israel is fallen, and I shall no more raise her, meaning taking the active effort. Just like in the first three exiles, there were set periods of time that were announced by the prophets beforehand. In our exile, there's no specific time for the exile to end. There's no length of time that's been prophesized. So it's all coming from that same understanding. Verse 79. Mital malka diragaz al mitronita viashde la mehekale luzimna yadiya kadhava mate hahu. Zimna miyad mitronita havat alat v'tavat. Kame milka v'kein zimna hadut rein v'udlat. Zimnin lezimna bat raita itrachakat ket mehekala. Demalka viashde la malka mehekale lezimna. Rechika amar malka hai zimna lavhu kishirar. Zimnin dehi tete kame akiela anaizil. In kol b'nei hekali v'yat ba'ala. There is an allegory of a king who was angry with the queen and cast her away from her palace for a certain time. At the appointed time, the queen immediately returned and came before the king. It happened so once, twice, thrice. On the last time, she went away from the king's palace, and the king cast her from his palace for a long time. The king said, this time is different than other times. She will not come to me, but I shall go together with all the retinue of my palace and seek her. Indicating that this is a, well, we really need to continue reading to understand this and how it relates to the verse under discussion. Verse 80. Kad mata lagaba mahama la dahava shakivat leafra manchama yakara de matronita behahi zimna uvutin dimalka lekavla adiachid la malka Vidoviokim laviate, la lehekale, viome la dila, yitfarash, mina lialmin, vila yitrachik, mina. When he reached her, he saw her lying in the dust. Who has ever seen the glory of the queen at that time? And the entreaties of the king before her. Eventually the king held her in his hands, raised her, and brought her to his palace, and swore to her that he would never separate from her again, nor stay away from her. Oh, I'm beginning to understand this. What the allegory is implying is that Hashem will come to the Jewish people in exile, beg their forgiveness for putting them into this, even though we are the cause of that exile, entreat us to return to Israel. And then as we return, clearly promising that he will never exile us again, and therefore it will be no longer necessary for him to come and raise us from the dust, because we will never be exiled, we'll be never put back into the dust. Verse 81. Kach kutsha barichu kol zimnin dikneset Yisrael. Begaluta kadhava mate zimna hi atiat behadrat kame malka behashta begalgluta dalav hakila kuchabarichu yochid bidaha viokim laveit peyas bahada Vyativla lehekale, vitachatse, vihakiyu dehaketiv, nafla lotosif, kum vial daketiv, bayom hahu akim, etsukat David hanofelet, hilo. Tosif kum kis minin acharanin avalana okim la vialda ketiv bayom hahu akim et sukat David hano felet ani akim et sukat David man sukat David da betulat Yisrael v'hanofelet kimadiktiv nafla v'dahi yikara div tulat Yisrael v'tushpachta dila v'dar lifna b'hahi sha'ata. The Holy One, blessed be He, will do likewise. Whenever the congregation of Israel was in exile, when the time came, she returned and came before the king. But in this exile, the Holy One, blessed be He, Himself, will hold her hands, raise her, reconcile Himself to her, and bring her to His palace. Come and see, it is indeed so, as written. The Virgin of Israel is fallen. She shall no more rise by herself. Therefore it is written, on that day I will raise up the tabernacle of David that is fallen. She will no more rise as in other times, but I shall raise her. She will not rise of herself. This is why it is written, on that day I shall raise up the tabernacle of David that is fallen. I will raise up the tabernacle of David. What is the tabernacle of David? It is the Virgin of Israel that is fallen. As in the words, is fallen, it is to the glory of the Virgin of Israel and to her praise that she will no more rise of herself, but the Holy One, blessed be He, will raise her. I have learned this at that time. It's saying what was implied in what I understood from the earlier verses, that we really are a very special generation, that the Holy King will come and help us raise, because we can't get up by ourselves. And because we can't get up by ourselves, that's why it's taking so long for the exile to end. But we have to raise our consciousness. We have to keep working at it. You know, we can't depend on this prophecy, this, which it is a prophecy in the Zohar. We can't depend on it because there's two paths. And this path is one of mercy. We can't get up by ourselves. And so in Hashem's mercy, He comes and picks us up and takes us home. But it would be better if we could pick ourselves up, if we could grow to be adults instead of continuing to be the children that we so often manifest in our lives. Verse 82. Amar Rabbi Yehuda v'day maliliyata aliba v'yityashava V'dabari ru demila V'yazla hai kamla Adadishamatna V'shakachna.